This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today was the last day of in-person classes for kids in Boston public schools. School leaders and teachers were busy preparing students and themselves for at least a six-week-long shutdown in response to the coronavirus. WBUR's Carrie Young checked in with a couple of schools to see how things were going.
As I walked up to the Curtis Guild Elementary School in East Boston, the kids were in the middle of recess. Teachers and staff there, like Principal Karen McCarthy, say their goal was to make the day feel as normal as possible.
They're still having gym or art or music if they would on a normal day. Nothing has changed about the schedule.
But today was anything but normal.
A lot of people are home, and we completely understand and respect that.
She explains a lot of kids are feeling some anxiety about the situation and the idea of spending so much time away from school. Kindergarten teacher Alana Ainsworth spent much of her day helping her class understand what to expect for at least the next 6 weeks.
I've been talking with them a lot today about, like, okay, we're not going to see each other for a while, but it's not going to be that we're not here, and it's not like we're never going to see each other again. We're going to come back as a community again, but you're just going to be learning at home for a long time with your families.
She's also trying to gear them up for the idea of remote learning. To get the ball rolling, Ainsworth recorded some videos with lessons about phonics that she hopes to send out soon. She was also working hard to get her kids familiar with the software.
Teaching them how to use the Google Classroom is something that we're doing today, as well as I'm sending information through our school-wide network.
And parents are getting ready, too. For Matt Brunell, he's worried about how he's going to keep his kids, a kindergartner and a third grader, entertained.
The one thing I'm worried about a little is cabin fever. It's quite a while.
Others, like Joseph Moranti, are worried about keeping up with his 9-year-old daughter's learning, the same way her teachers do.
It's difficult, especially with my daughter. She has autism. So I think it would be nice if they had some sort of partial class or something to support the kids for a month.
School officials are still working out all of the details, especially for kids with special needs or who may not have internet. But Principal McCarthy says she's trying to be optimistic about the situation.
A bright side of the coin could be perhaps we can get some real innovation through this and think about how to stay connected, grow our practices, grow our skills, and really, really come out for our students and families and each other at this time.
Still, she says, saying goodbye to the students is going to be the toughest part of this whole experience for her and her staff. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.